Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in. Hello, Americana.
Hello.
Hi, Wilkes. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You're eating your breakfast?
I am having my oatmeal for... My mom is, like, convinced, and I think she's convinced me, too. And I think it's, like, the pseudo effect of, like,
The power of suggestion.
The placebo of, like, oh, if you eat oatmeal, you'll make more milk.
Girl, you do not need more milk.
So, no, because with work and stuff, and now my schedule's all out of whack, that my milk production has gone down. Like, I've only been pumping, like, only 6 or 7 ounces from, like, that's it,
total.
Each pumping session, when I used to get, like, 12.
Wow, okay.
So I'm, like, stressing, and then the ironic thing is that if you stress about it, then you make less milk, yeah. So I'm just like, oatmeal every day, I have it, like, before every meal.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of lives we lead now, because I was actually eating breakfast on my way here, which don't tell the cops, but I was, like, eating cereal in a cup.
Oh, my God.
And, like,
God.
Shoving it down my mouth as I was trying to get off the highway here. So, we have had an interesting few weeks here as far as just recording and trying to get back into the swing of things through the month of April. So we're really glad, of course, every time that we do get to take some time from our busy schedules and kind of reconvene and talk about what matters to us.
Yeah, no, definitely. But
I actually wanted to take this time really quickly at the beginning of the episode because I'm not sure how many people have time to make it to the end. But if you don't already follow us on Instagram or follow our blog, we always make announcements for it. Of course, Instagram is @Demericana. So is our Twitter and our email if you have questions or whatever is demericanapodcast@gmail.com.
Rate, subscribe, review. That helps
so
us
major.
A lot.
I don't think we really realize like how much that really makes a difference.
Yeah.
And so that's really how we can get out to even wider audiences. So take, 5 minutes of your day if you can, and just real quick, now that you're listening, pull your phones out and just do a really quick 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever, an honest review.
5-star only.
But go ahead and shoot us a review so that we can improve where we need to improve, but also so that we can come out to a wider audience. That algorithm really matters.
Definitely. Algorithms, you know, it's so funny because I was reading, like, this whole, like, seminar of, like, how to be in the 1% of Instagram.
Is it the 1%?
Yeah, the 1%, how... No one really understands the algorithm of Instagram, but like the iTunes one, I think is pretty simple. Like the more rates and review you get on the new and noteworthy, like it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of sitting idle, it kind of hurts the little man like us that we have like maybe 10, which we appreciate, but still it's kind of like we're never going to get seen if our listeners don't.
Well, that just speaks to the power of word of mouth, you know, and doing like what they call grassroots marketing, just... You know, kind of going into the very bottom layer and working your way up as far as, like, down to the listening side and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really does matter, and we appreciate each and every listen that we receive because they all push us towards what we really are hoping to do, which is reach a major audience here.
Definitely.
So thank you guys for being the originals.
So any news, any updates? What's been going on in your life?
Man, we should probably talk about navigating the dating scene. That's been one of those things.
Fancy.
You're so crazy. That's been one of those things where I don't think I realized how much time and effort it took, you know, but it's definitely worth it when you find somebody who you feel like, man, this
don't make us the third wheel, right? Like, or be the friend that once they get a boyfriend or something, they forget about their friends.
Oh my gosh, no, I don't. I mean, I definitely do want to not be that person because I've been on the receiving end of that. And we should probably do an episode about, like, kind of, we did one on dating and friend relationships. That was, like, episode 10. But so if you guys want to go back, I love that episode. Only because two of my favorite guys
The platonic
men. Yeah, the platonic men.
Yeah, no, that definitely.
But we should probably talk about that. I mean, you're no longer in the dating scene, mom. But
I know. God, I tell Leo, I'm like, we can't be boring. Because I'm always afraid, like, every time we do a next step, it's like when you're dating and then you get married, it's like, oh, now it's never gonna be like when you're dating, right? But then when you're married and then you have kids, it's like, oh God, you're never gonna be like when you were just us two, right?
Yeah.
So I tell Leo, like, we gotta still date, and so we make an effort to to do things, but it's just so hard to leave a baby.
You know, I was saying the same thing because I went and visited some friends who are expecting their first child, mm-hmm. but they've been married for 6 years. And she was like, as happy as I am and as much as we wanted a baby, it really hit me yesterday that I was like, oh my gosh, we love spending time with one another. Mm-hmm. We just love being with one another. And now I know that his attention is going to be split and my attention is going to be split. Yeah. So they're doing all that they can now. They're the last few months of like,
yeah, single, no, definitely. No, that's how
no parenthood or whatever, that they're able to like.
That's how Leo and I were, like, they'd invite us somewhere and we're like, okay, let's go. Or let's go to the mall. Or let's go out to eat. Or let's go here.
If you guys want to jump back to episode 29 after this one, which is Jen and Sam Make a Movie, they actually are talking about a movie about, like, I had an affair with my wife.
Right.
And we mentioned that a little bit, which was never stop dating. And that's kind of the flaw that occurred during that marriage. And of course, it's worth watching. The movie doesn't come out for some time. It's an independent film. But the premise is this married couple find affairs online, and unbeknownst to them, they find one another.
Yeah. No, it's cool that you mentioned them because we have to include, so in our show notes, we'll include, they have an ad running of, I think it's like, get to meet the actors that are going to set to play.
Yeah, when we recorded, they were finishing the casting process, so that's cool.
Jen emailed me and was saying that I think the male character, I guess, is a big fitness head or a guru or whatever, so they're, like, auctioning off, like, fitness sessions with him, like, that's at the gym. I'm just like, that's pretty cool. That's you know, I think it's in L.A., but I'll include that in the, we'll include that in the show notes. That might be fun for... Yeah. For you guys, and you get in the bottom level, like we talked about too. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's all our project, right? Yeah. It's all our little baby.
Yeah.
But no, nothing. Oh, the only new thing with me is I've started giving solids to the baby, and I'm like such a sucker. I'm Babies R Us is like I'm their target customer because anything I love Babies R Us. I can spend days in there and hours. And I love, I mean, I think I mentioned it here. They price match. I can use coupons from everywhere there. Mm-hmm.
You are their target because it's a new mom who likes to shop.
Yeah.
And also likes to bargain hunt. So not everyone's going to waste their, not waste their time, but no one's going to take time out of their day to like clip coupons for other stores to take it to, they just kind of go and hope they find something.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes you go and you don't think there's going to be sales, but their clearance aisles are always so great. Like, the one time I went, like, randomly, there was a Fisher Price, like, buy one, get one free. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what the heck? I got, like, a $40 toy for free.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I raked it in. I brought the baby all her stuff. No, so we started giving her solids. So that's why I have the baby bullet. But then I was like, I had to makeshift my own steamer. When I made her first solid.
I remember seeing it,
yeah. You did. You came over that day. And then, so the next time I went to Babies R Us, there's a baby bullet steamer.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So now I have the whole set. Like, I have the steamer, and then I have the blender. But I'm like, you know, you justify yourself. Oh, this is no oil. There's nothing else that's being cooked in here.
It's going to pay for itself, so I don't have to buy baby food.
I don't have to buy the baby food. And honestly, making her baby food takes 10 minutes out of my day. Like, it. The steamer does it in 7 minutes. Like, you put the water in, it has timers in it, depending on what you're making. And then I put it in the blender, and then I put it in the little containers that the blender comes with and put it in the fridge, you know?
And you're done.
It's done.
It's less than a trip to the store.
And it's literally, I'm starting to make them, like, every Sunday, and it lasts the week. Okay. So,
and they don't go bad.
They don't go bad. There's no there's no preservative, so it does start to, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, I guess, on what fruit do you buy.
So, I only did, so far I've done apples, pears, and squash, what she's had. Yeah, the squash she was not a fan of. I had to mix it with apples. She loves applesauce, but I think that's all babies love, applesauce.
Well, you already have to write it in her baby book that her first meal was applesauce.
And she loved it. And so now I have to, like, mix the squash in with the applesauce.
Yeah.
So she could eat her veggies.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into the topic, because I feel like this is one that's very relevant.
Definitely.
With the summer coming up, which always seems to be when blockbusters are making their way out. So, Wilkes, do you guys have cable here at your house?
We do have cable.
Okay.
We have Spectrum, and Spectrum used to be Bright House, but now they're a little different. And we like it. We don't have any of the premium channels we only get the premium when Game of Thrones is coming on. Like, we literally started that Sunday, HBO, and then the Sunday it goes off, like, right after the episode, we're like, all right, cancel.
Go ahead and cancel.
We cancel HBO.
We have DirecTV at the house, which actually is not bad, even with all the storms that we get here. I think I've only, in the past, like, 3+ years that we've had DirecTV, we've only had one instance during a very bad storm where, like, the TV went out maybe for, like, 30 minutes and then it came back in. So, yeah, we have satellite and it works really well. It has on-demand and everything. But both you and I are subscribed to Amazon Prime.
We have Amazon Prime.
And we both have Netflix. Yeah. So, Wilkes, do you want to introduce us into our topic for the week?
So, this week we're going to be talking about the all of streaming and how streaming has kind of replaced cable, right? Like, what was it? Killed the radio star?
Yeah, it was video killed the radio star back in, like, late 80s, early 90s.
And now streaming's killing the cable stars. That's how I feel, because honestly, the only channel, I can tell you the channels I watch and, like, the shows I'll watch on cable, which is The Real Housewives.
Oh my god.
Bravo. All day, every day.
I've seen one episode of that. If I've seen anything, is when I went over to your
all
house.
All day, every day, Bravo. I love it, love it. And sports, football. And I think that, and obviously Game of Thrones. But besides that, Netflix.
So why is Netflix becoming such a powerhouse? I mean, it's been around for almost 10 years.
It's been around
maybe since, even longer than that.
I feel like longer. In high school, I remember getting, we were subscribed to the whole, you would order, like, you would have it on,
Like a queue.
So they'd send you movies, you send them back, and then you got your next two movies or something like that.
And it was through the mail.
And then that kind of happened, and then Redbox showed up, like, in front of the CVS's around the supermarket, so we'd get movies there.
So that was threatening to kill Netflix, and it absolutely killed, places like Video Planet and Blockbuster and stuff like that.
Yeah, which Blockbuster was a steal, though. Like, they were robbing us blind. Because the membership to Blockbuster was, like, something crazy, I remember. But then you still had to pay for rentals.
Yeah, the membership, I think, just let you rent a movie for cheaper. So it's like, if you were a member, you can get a 3-day movie for 5 days at the 3-day price,
right?
Things like that. But it was all, I mean, honestly, Blockbuster was an exciting event. Like, let's go to Blockbuster.
Oh my god, have, like, you'd like walk around aimlessly, like, oh, let's see the new air, like the new movie section.
Yeah, and then you have to, like, vote right then and there what you're gonna get. And I would always run into friends on Friday nights because it was, like, right by my house.
Right.
So it was like an event, like, to go to Blockbuster.
That was
and
fun,
get snacks,
actually. Yeah. I was upset when in Jersey, there was Blockbuster. I think Blockbuster was the last holdout. But there was, my brother actually used to work at one called Video Update in Philly. And, but that was literally just VHS's Video Update. And then we were West Coast Video. Did you ever have a West Coast Video here?
Not that I know of.
And then Blockbuster.
I do know that there is one still by my house. There's a Video Planet. And
really?
It's run, yeah, it's run by, the, like, an Indian family. And he's moved his location to a smaller place. So I'm like, oof, that sounds like something might be happening.
That's actually kind of cute that they're still around.
Yeah,
right?
And honestly, like, my friends had never seen the Harry Potter films. And Harry Potter was not on Netflix. It only shows up on cable,
that's
like, around
true,
Christmas
that's
time.
True, that's true, Christmas time.
So she wanted to watch the series with me, and I rented all 5 in one hit, and we went ahead and had, a binge-watching session.
Oh, so you used it.
Yeah, I've used it, and I've gone, like, if my nephews are coming over to spend the night, and I'm like, you know, sometimes Redbox doesn't have, they watch all the newer movies, but there's older movies I haven't seen, so I'll rent some kids' movies from there. But now, I mean, Netflix has really, Netflix almost died out because of Redbox, but Netflix jumped onto the internet bandwagon really fast.
Yes. Once it got on the internet, it just, like, catapulted because it was not only movies anymore. It was TV shows.
Yeah.
And it was cartoons, and it was things you haven't seen. I think Netflix plays on, like, the nostalgia of finding old shows, and, like, there's Mr. Rogers is on,
yeah,
on
now
Netflix.
Bob Ross,
Sesame,
Bob
Ross
is on
Netflix.
You know how entrancing my sister was watching? I'm like,
we
this
would
so
fall,
lame.
We would fall, we would play to fall asleep because his voice is so relaxing.
And you think, like, I can do this. I'm gonna go buy some painting equipment and do this right now.
He's like, oh, just have fun. Just have fun and make these clouds. And all of a sudden, it's like, bam, it's like this whole paradise scene.
And
you're
like,
wait,
wow.
What? I can't do that, Bob.
It was literally a scribble.
Even Leo, who's an artist, is like, well, he makes it look easy.
Like, it's a legit, he's a legit artist, and even he probably struggles with the technique. But, like, for instance, Bill Nye just released a show. It actually has started upsetting some people because he went very far left in his ideals, and so they're like, this is not...
Is he flat earthing?
I don't know if he's flat earthing. He went far left as far as, like... And people believe what they believe, and so people who don't agree with him are like, man, that's disappointing. Like, for instance, he was like... Gender is on a spectrum, just, you know, and people don't understand that. It's not just male or female. There's a whole list of genders in between. And so some people are like, who are against it are like, oh, this is not my Bill Nye, et cetera, et cetera. But
Hashtag not my Bill Nye. Is that hashtag now everything? My president.
Because not my president, I think that was how it started. And then it became not my Roderick.
Not everything.
When they changed the Diary of a Wimpy Kid cast, and Roderick was like really different than what they were used to.
And now in Orlando, we're so off tangent right now, but you know, Orlando, Lil actually submitted, they had a contest for their flag redesign.
Oh, yeah.
And so the one that's winning is like, everyone hates it.
Not my flag.
Yes, not my flag. And I'm like, we see it on Bungalower. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, I would hate to be the artist that designed it. I mean, it is ugly, but...
But it's winning, so he's probably like, forget
he's
it
like,
all.
Whatever, whatever. Not my problem.
Not my problem. Hashtag, not my problem. No, but yeah, Netflix is really kind of... Do you think that it will eventually kill cable in general? Or what I guess is the benefit to Netflix? Honestly, my opinion is the convenience. And the need to have things like...
Now.
You no longer wanted to wait to have to mail something and plan ahead for a movie night with your friends for Saturday and what movie would they want to watch. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, come over, we'll find something on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, the thing is with TV, I don't know, because... I think as a general thing, I think it's safe to say that we're greedy as humans. And I think back then, we'd have to wait, even on regular, on TV. Like, I was a fan of Lost. Mm-hmm. And every week, the anticipation of waiting for another episode, like now with Walking Dead for you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, I wonder. And you have that whole week of thinking, okay, well, this might mean this, and the last person, that shadow, oh, is in the shape of Daryl. Oh, no, it could be, I don't know.
The boots had this thing on there. And...
So that's fun, right? Mm-hmm. I think Netflix is killing that.
Yeah.
Because Netflix is like, you get it, boom, they release the show, and it's all the episodes. And you literally are like a couch potato, and just watch all of them. And like, Leo and I were talking about it the other day, we got like an email alert like, oh, a word from your president, and it was House of Cards. And it was like Frank Underwood, and we're like, oh my God. And then we're starting to talk it over, like, okay, what happened last season? And I'm like, you know what? I started bringing up things from like the first season, and he's like, no, that happened the second season. No, that happened the third. And I'm like, honestly, it becomes a whole huge blur because you binge it, and then it just becomes one whole. A season becomes like an episode.
Whereas I know that season 5 was when Beth died on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And shortly thereafter, maybe 3 episodes later, you know, Terrence.
Oh, God, spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, if you're 3 seasons behind, that's your bad. You know? But, so that's another thing. Spoilers. With Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's kind of made spoilers rampant. Whereas, for instance, we were talking about 13 Reasons Why last week.
Yeah.
And people were putting spoilers and theory things out there, and it was... It was like, man, I haven't even had a chance to get to episode 8 because it released yesterday and I only got through 3 episodes, you know?
Yep.
Whereas, like, with TV, there's still the possibility of spoilers, but you kind of know when it's going to release. So, like, with Walking Dead, if, you know, we just record it and then we'll watch it maybe, like, an hour later or something. So I just know not to check Instagram or Facebook for a couple hours and then I watch it, you know? And then any point after that, then it's my own bad because I had time to plan. But Netflix has kind of created more spoiler opportunities.
Yeah, and it's like you can't, there's no way to avoid it, really, unless you really avoid it. And then it's just like, okay, you don't check any social media until you binge watch, and then you're like, okay, now I could see.
Which is another thing now. Binge watching was not a thing previously. You would just come home from school as a kid. It was Hey Arnold, Doug, and Rugrats.
For you?
Every day after school.
I was Arthur. I was a PBS kid.
I liked Arthur.
Kid.
Yeah, I was PBS. So Clifford, Arthur.
Zoom.
Zoom was my favorite. Bill Nye was on PBS, I think, right? Was he on PBS?
I think so. I don't think I ever watched him, to be honest.
I watched a lot of Bill. I watched a lot of Bill Nye. I was a Bill Nye kid.
Oh, I was like, what's the Bill Echo? Is there an echo in here?
Because it was like, Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill, Bill, Bill. And the kids were like screaming Bill's name.
Hidden Temple? That got on Netflix. That's the thing about Netflix that I love. Like, right now I was telling you before that I was rewatching a show that I watched when I was growing up, Party of Five. If any of you are Party of Five fans, they uploaded it, and I'm like, oh my god! And it's so crazy because it's set in the 90s, mm-hmm. So they're like, you know, with beepers and like they're really big phones at home, like they don't have cell phones yet. I'm just like, this is so insane to me. But to your original question, I don't think Netflix is gonna replace TV only because of the generation, like, the older generation doesn't know how to deal with Netflix, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, my mom, we just got her an iPad, and literally, she only knows how to get onto YouTube. Like, she doesn't know anything else, but, like, on TV, forget it, she knows all her channels, mm-hmm. She knows what she likes to watch, she knows what time it's on, you know, and I think that, for her, is easy. And when I tell her she watches The Baby for me, and we have the Fire Stick, the Amazon Fire Stick, and I'm like, oh, mom, you couldn't get on Netflix and watch your old shows. Maybe there's some old Spanish movies. And she's like, no. Too mm-hmm. confusing. Way too much mm-hmm. selection. I don't even know how to turn it on. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's going to stop Netflix from replacing TV.
Well, then let's bring up that argument as far as with cable companies. They are trying to keep up with Netflix. And they have extra channels, HBO. They have on demand now, which if you miss an episode one day, you can log in a day or two later mm-hmm. and watch it, which you can't necessarily do on Netflix yet with episodes that are not Netflix originals, mm-hmm. but or other shows that are not Netflix originals. So they make money off of a lot of their premium services. Yeah. Are older people prone to purchasing premium or just getting the most basic standard?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I know Lil's parents like to always get like the Spanish channels.
Yeah, same at my house for my dad.
So there's definitely packages that are geared towards mm-hmm. The older crowd, maybe, or like specific cultures, right? I don't know if there's another package of like, I don't know,
other international
things.
There's like a sports package, there's movie packages.
There's definitely sports package, but even then, now Twitter is joining in the streaming, and now you can stream Thursday Night Football, which is excellent because Thursday Night Football is usually only on NFL. Well, now it is on NFL Network, and NFL Network is a premium on most cable. Mm-hmm. Well, it is for us. Mm-hmm. So when you can watch it on Netflix, on Twitter, it's like, score, right? Like, now I don't need to buy
the cable
package.
But then people who don't have Twitter kind of have to. And then there's also the whole added aspect of additional equipment. So most people want to have a TV in their home. Mm-hmm. If you're probably a bachelor or a college student, you probably don't need a TV and you can just stream everything on your computer, right? Mm-hmm. But if you have friends coming over, if you live on your own, you're going to want, like, or you have a roommate or whatever, you're going to want a TV. Yeah. And so now it's like, okay, now I have to, you know, if I have an Xbox, I can have it on there. Or I have to buy
the Fire Stick, which is awesome.
Or Apple TV or something, which is another service. Apple TV has their own stuff that's also streaming.
And now they're like making more things, right? Mm-hmm. Like the James Corden guys has a show.
Yeah, and James Corden is hilarious. I love him.
No, so there's a whole, I think, media and how shows are, because even now, I think even A-listers, you mentioned this point while we were brainstorming how mm-hmm. like A-listers are not showing up on our Netflix queue.
Yeah.
And it's just like before it was kind of womp womp, like what a flop. They made this movie and it's going straight to VHS, right?
Straight to TV or Lifetime original.
Straight to DVD or something. You're like, oh, okay. But now it's almost like awesome, right? Like, oh, House of Cards mainly. Kevin Spacey, he's mm-hmm. on there and he's an absolute great. He's great.
He's like a Screen Actor Guild original. And
Oscar
and then,
winner. He's awesome.
He's done everything. He's done TV, movies, and he's even done Broadway.
Yeah.
And then you have like Drew Barrymore and the Santa Clarita Diet. Yep. And they had like their guerrilla marketing, which was actually pretty mm-hmm. cool.
You have Dustin Hoffman on Medici, mm-hmm. and that's a Netflix original.
And the John Stark character.
And the Rob Stark character. Rob Stark.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm gonna get lynched or something. But like,
he's on Medici too. And you know what Netflix shows? What's so great about Netflix is that they're actually really great.
Yeah, it's not really crummy television. If anything, it's probably better than live TV because it's more... Was Dexter a Netflix original?
No, that's Showtime.
That was Showtime. Okay, that's why they can curse and stuff. Yeah. But like on Netflix, if it's an adult show, they're going to have themes and things. It doesn't water it down. Mm-hmm. Like there's times, for instance, my sister and I are getting into How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
By Shonda Rhimes, who is like a superstar. And I was like, some of these situations are a little unrealistic because these are a bunch of college students who are so vanilla sometimes, you know, in the way of speaking. Or even if they kill people, they're kind of vanilla. And that's just, unfortunately, even with The Walking Dead, some of the things that they show, of course, are a little intense. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a nighttime show. But you wonder how much more intense it would be if it was on Netflix. You know, if it was on a premium channel like HBO or Showtime. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my reasons why I think cable won't die is because a lot of shows, for instance, I love Modern Family. It's like my easy watching go-to. That one belongs to ABC. And so Netflix has to pay these huge networks to be able to stream their content on Netflix versus the other way around. So it's like, hey, can we purchase your episodes and put it on Netflix to draw that audience? Now, granted, they get it like an episode, like a whole season or maybe a half a season late. Mm-hmm. Like right now we're in season 8 of Modern Family and we're probably only able to see up to season 7 on Netflix or maybe only the first few episodes of season 8. So if I want to catch up, I have to watch it on demand or I have to record it on my cable. So cable is getting paid based on Netflix's success to a point.
And you know what? It's true what you're saying because Better Call Saul is an example. Like, it's like a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Well, maybe it's a spinoff, but it's a prequel.
Yeah. And it's like a little bit of both. It's weird like that. It's like the story before he meets the character.
It's kind of like Fantastic Beasts with Harry Potter.
Yeah, because it's in the Breaking Bad world, but it's beforehand. But that's on AMC, which is also an awesome channel with great shows, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. And that's on regular time, but it's also on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So it's true what you're saying. Like, it's like a couple, it's like one season behind always. So right now you can watch all the way up to season 4, but then you have to catch season 5 on TV.
Yeah. And so, for instance, with satellite, you can have it so it records all previous airings of the episode.
Yeah.
So you're like, hey, I can watch season 1. Sometimes my, like, based on what show I want to watch, they have still on demand from previous seasons, which is a new feature that DirecTV is doing, that if you don't have Netflix, you can still start from the beginning of the season for a lot of shows.
Okay.
But not everything. So now it's like, okay, well, if I wanted to watch, let's say, Say Yes to the Dress, okay, we only have the past 2 seasons. I want to go back to, like, 2010 and, like, start watching old Wedding Dresses.
No, it's true. And you know what I've noticed a little bit with Spectrum, especially because after it bought Bright House, their whole ploy was no contracts. You pay as you go, which is kind of how Netflix is, right? You pay as you go. You pay every month your subscription fee. And that's how Spectrum is now. And it's almost like... you could almost guarantee there's going to be a marathon before a new season starts. So, like, with Walking Dead, right? AMC will block off, like, a whole week. And every 2 days, it's, like, a whole season. So you can even binge on... I think cable's trying to mimic the whole...
Binge watching.
But, you know, you have to do it with commercials. You have to do it over... Like, they have episodes on at 3 a.m. and it's almost like, we still have lives. Like,
I mean, Netflix, granted, they show it so that you can record it, you know? Yeah. So they have that aspect.
And then they do have the pay-as-you-go thing. So I think they're trying to mimic a little bit of what is working for Netflix. But Netflix is just everything is just at your fingertips. Like, boom, right there.
It's convenience. And I think that people are willing to pay for convenience. But also, on the opposite side of that coin, it's, like, I know people who have TVs, but because they're savvy and they're millennials, they have the Fire Stick and they don't have cable. And so they're like, there's nothing really on cable that interests me either way. And even if it was minor...
They don't know about Bravo.
He's a man, so I don't know. But, like, even if there is something that would interest them on cable, they're like, I'll catch it online somehow. Yeah. Which is another thing.
YouTube.
You know, YouTube has those things. You said Twitter is
Hulu.
Streaming. Hulu is another one of the services which did what Netflix can't, which is that they stream shows right away.
What's another one we talked about?
You said Popcorn was one of them.
Oh, yeah, Popcorn Time. There's Sling TV. I don't know what that one is. And Kodi.
And a lot of these services are available if you have certain equipment. You can access these things elsewhere, if it's even available in your area based on where you're listening from. But honestly, there are a lot of reasons why I feel that cable has FOMO on its side. Mm-hmm. So like big shows or big programs that don't show up on Hulu or Netflix or anything like that, Grammys, Oscars, Emmys, football events, the Super Bowl, the Olympics, things like that, that is what's going to keep cable going, because as much as millennials are all about binging and convenience, they're also about fear of missing out. That's and they don't want to find out results. I mean, the internet is so fast. We know that there's going to be a meme about something 2 minutes after it happens.
Yeah.
And you don't want to find out through a meme. You want to be watching
But that's the thing, though, too, right? Because I think I'm going to argue the side of as a tech savvy, I guess, maybe. Like, you know how obsessed I am with the Olympics. And the Summer Olympics, the London one, I'm a big Michael Phelps fan, so I had alerts on my phone, and I can stream, I would stream the coverage on my phone, too.
From where? From, like, a website, or?
From the ABC app.
Okay.
So, the NBC app, like, it would be an app just for the Olympics, and you streamed any, like, competition you wanted to. Mm-hmm. So, it's even that they've made it in a way where you don't need a TV.
You don't need a TV.
I mean,
yeah.
You don't need it, but you want it, right? To have it in your house. But it's like, I can watch it on my phone. Granted, my mom wouldn't know how to set up that alert. She wouldn't know that she would have to download that app to be able to watch it, you know?
And even then, like, the network is still alive and running.
Right. So that's where I think you're right about the TV mm-hmm. or cable not going out.
Now, it's funny because one of the big executives over at Netflix predicted that cable will die out in 2030. That was his prediction. So we have about 13 years left of cable, you guys.
Numbers.
I know. And I guess, like, he's probably thinking about, like, the steady decline of new subscribers. Now, I will say, as things start moving in that direction, as cryptic and as morbid as, I guess, this sounds, like, as generations keep moving, you know, the older people, we will become the older people who will be tech savvy, whereas we might be 60 years old one day, and what we consider tech savvy is no longer tech savvy, you know?
You know what's crazy? That I would even say that maybe cable won't, because if cable companies really got smart, right? And some of them have gotten that way, because when I was renting in Rhode Island, the only way we could have internet was if we got, they only sold the package
mm-hmm.
that you had to get cable and the phone and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And some,
to get
like,
good
to high get speed good high that. Speed, like your own, you could lock your own little mm-hmm. Wi-Fi thing. And then some areas with Verizon Fios, they only work in certain areas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how it is in Florida, but in Jersey was that, like, if you live, like, outside of Ridgewood, then in one block, that wasn't Verizon compatible, so you couldn't get Verizon.
Yeah.
So you had to go to the only one that you could get was Cablevision, and they'd only sell you the package, too. So it's like cable almost doesn't lose because you're forced to get cable to have internet. And without internet, then you can't have any of it. You can't have Netflix, you can't have Hulu, you can't have any of it, mm-hmm. you know?
And so a lot of people have done that. And you can go to, like, T-Mobile or AT&T or Sprint, and you can get, like, a Wi-Fi kind of service through mm-hmm. there. But it's typically not as fast as what you can get with broadband through your cable company, you know? And that one is much faster. And then that's another one of those things that if you really enjoy movies mm-hmm. and streaming, and you're watching YouTube and Netflix and this, and you have homework, and you have people that are using Wi-Fi,
you get that little spinning wheel. Where it's, like, right in the important scene, you go...
Oh no!
And you're like, wait, no!
They're gonna reveal, you know. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's a catch-22. It's like you don't want to spend money, but they've
found ways around it. So the whole 2030 thing, unless they figure out how you can get cable alone, and Netflix can be like, hey, well, we're gonna start setting up antennas, and we're gonna provide our own internet.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Netflix will start doing that. Like, hey, this is Netflix. This is internet that is specific to what Netflix uses are.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand the dynamic of, you know, five people being on the Wi-Fi at the same time. Now, I will say that there's a statistic that was listed by the New York Times that says that 80% of new families mm-hmm. still purchase or subscribe to cable for on-demand watching, even though they might still have Netflix and so forth. And I think about, like, my nephew, for instance. Like, when he comes home from school, he knows what he wants to watch on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But kids have a different attention span than adults, and so... there are a lot of shows on Netflix that are just straight to Netflix and kids aren't familiar with them, but you can just turn on Nickelodeon or Disney and it's entertaining in a way that Netflix isn't.
That's true,
too. You know, the age really makes a difference. Some kids understand how to work Netflix and some are too young.
And it's also the, okay, 1.5 hour of Arthur, how we just said, like, what were our favorite shows, right? Mm-hmm. But once you get it on Netflix, it's like...
You have to watch the whole season.
You have to watch the whole season, or you're going to have to be DJ with your TV channel, right? Like, you have to figure out, okay, now after this episode, I want to see this episode, but, you know, or this show, but then I have to find an episode that you like.
That would be actually a really cool feature for Netflix to have. Like, let's say that you watch 3 shows, right? And you don't want to be like, okay, you watch Medici, let's say you watch Medici, House of Cards, and Orange is the New Black. And you're like, man, I want to continue watching TV because I have 3 hours, but I don't want to have to stop. So it'd be really cool for you to shuffle.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, you ended up on season 3, episode 2, so we're going to play one from that, one from this, one from that.
That is actually cool.
So I think that'd be a cool idea.
Patented. We're patenting that idea right now. That's genius,
like,
actually.
You can still keep up with all of your shows at a normal
pace.
And
it would take away from being a blur. Like, you won't just binge...
You'll binge in the sense that you'll sit in front of the TV for 3 hours because you're off from work that day, but you get to kind of have like a whole plethora of things, and you don't feel like, you know, like that feeling. There's a name for it, but like when you finish a good series of a book, or when you finish, in this case, a Netflix. You know, if you watch 13 Reasons Why and you're not certain there's going to be another season, and you're like, oh, it's done. Yeah. You know, like, I don't watch Orange is the New Black, but people are always like, I watched all episodes in one day and I regret it.
Yeah, like, you have no self-control, man. Mm-hmm. Netflix has taught me I have no self-control.
So that, I feel like that feature would be so cool because you can kind of pace yourself and you're still keeping up to date. Mm-hmm. You're still watching all of the popular shows.
Yeah.
One that I want to watch is called Leftovers on HBO.
I keep hearing about that.
Yeah, my director at my job was talking about Leftovers. And it sounds a little bit like the Left Behind series.
Okay. Like, I know it's like has to do maybe with like the rapture.
That's what I'm
thinking.
That's
all I hear. Oh,
yeah, it's
like
the rapture. It's like something like 2% of the world's population was just gone.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, so what do you do as you're like one of the leftovers? You know, so
yeah.
Kind of want to watch that. But again, how would I have known that was even available? Unless someone was like, yeah, I streamed this episode, so you guys should, you know?
Yeah, no, that's one of those things, like, Netflix has taken apart, like, you can no longer water cooler talk. Oh my god, did you watch last night's episode?
We still do that with Walking Dead.
You can still do it with Walking Dead, but you can't do it with House of Cards, because it's just like, ooh, where are you at? And then sometimes, like, when my friends are watching House of Cards, like, I'm done, I'm like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to say something and then you'd be like, what? And I'm like,
on episode
you know.
3 and you're like, oh crap, that was episode 5.
And
you
then
know.
You just like, because that's how it happens. You forget. Mm-hmm. You don't know what happened in what episode. And you're just like, oh, so did so-and-so die yet? And they're like, she dies? And you're like, no. A Siri. Blame it on Siri always.
Siri, how dare you? Like, another thing is also just, you know, when it comes to Netflix, I feel like it's kind of like not ruined relationships, but it's now another aspect. It's like, how dare you watch this episode without me? You know, like, whereas before, like, it was your fault. Like, well, you know that it airs Sunday at 9 p.m., so you have the next 24 hours to watch this episode. Whereas with Netflix, it really does take a lot of self-control to be like, all right, I'm going to watch this episode. I'm going to pretend like I don't know that I've watched it or what's going to happen,
But then you start saying... Oh man, I hate when this happens. And they're like, wait, you already saw it?
And you're like, no. And so, like, a lot of relationships have been impacted by binge watching because you're like, we were supposed to watch this together. And now you have to, like, wait for the other person and then you get sick of waiting. And it's just like,
I don't know. It's so funny because Netflix is. It's really great. And also the whole concept of Netflix and chill, right?
That started like in 2015, and now it's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And you know, I saw a meme the other day that I died because they're like, oh, it was like coming from the perspective of a guy. And they were like, oh, girls want to say that Netflix and chill is free. But it's not free because I have to pay for the subscription. I have to have a TV. So I bought the TV.
I have to pay for the internet.
I have to pay for the internet, so
the
it's just like, it's not free.
I guess
Netflix is not free.
They say free in the sense of, like, you already have those things, so you might as well make use of them. And Netflix is so dumb cheap every month that...
But sometimes they've been sly about it. They've been able to increase the price every couple of, like, maybe every year. Mm-hmm. And people are just like, all right. Right? Like,
because it's so minuscule. And you're like, an extra buck. I spend more than that on something, on a cup of coffee every day.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're grandfathered into a certain plan, you probably pay less than others that have just started.
Yeah.
And so that's how they get you. They're like, okay, I want to start now before they start charging $20 a month for this.
Yeah, because forget it. When that happens, you're going to be like, bye. Buy everything except HBO because Game of Thrones. But, no, Netflix is cool. I have no problem with Netflix.
I will say, sometimes it's so much that it gets a little overwhelming.
It's like, too much.
When I want to watch a movie and I see all the movies that are available, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch what I already know. Like, yeah. I know I like Dirty Dancing, so I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing. That's I'm not going to watch this new movie.
Like, it's almost out of all the choices, you just kind of go with what you've seen 10 times already.
Let me be real.
There's too many.
There's too many, and then there's a lot of things that you're like, this never came out on TV, and it's not a Netflix original.
Yeah.
This is like some random movie that no one really, it doesn't have great ratings.
What happens? I feel like before, Netflix used to have reviews. Like, people would be able to review a show.
But now
it's just a star rating, like, based on what you've already watched.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, because I know a lot of people do this. It's, like, illegal, but whatever. Like, give your password to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, like, unless they make their own separate little account and they start watching shows, so now that rating of your rating is mixed in with whoever you gave your password to, or whatever, like, you were with some of your friends and they wanted to watch something that you wouldn't usually watch, so now that rating is
now
kind of influenced
impacting.
By that too, so it's kind of like, how really legit, like, I've gotten things that were like, oh, based on what you watched, 10 star or 5 stars, and then I'm watching it and I'm like, what the heck, no, I don't like this. This is not anything I would watch.
That happened with my brother. We signed up. We went to his house and we put Netflix on, and my sister didn't log out. So, like, he, like, took advantage. And then, like, we're like, they're like, based on what you've seen. And we're like, military, police shows. Oh, my God. We left it on and they're watching that over there.
So now you're just like, what? But I remember.
It ruins your, like, perfectly curated queue.
Yeah, it's like my Pandora. You guys
are.
You're
so proud of your
Pandora. I am really proud of Pandora. And now Pandora's made it so you can see when you created your playlist,
mm-hmm.
and I have playlists from like 2008.
But now Pandora, is it Pandora? That now they have a premium service that you can actually.
No commercials.
It's no commercials, but they also have a newer. And maybe it's been, because I don't have premium Pandora, I just have like whatever. But you can actually like customize, like if you want to pick a specific song, it'll pull it up. Like, you, like kind of like Apple Music. You can.
Oh, yeah, it's called Thumbprint Radio.
Okay.
And whatever you've liked, and if you could start a station with the show, a song you like.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what about Netflix I love and don't like at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
No commercials.
Yeah, you don't have a break. You don't have a break.
Because that's what I've learned with Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes we need a commercial. Like, I need a commercial to, like, recuperate. Like, something just happened really big, and you're like, oh, God, I need a commercial.
So
and then it keeps going, and I'm just like, no. And, like,
so. And you don't want to pause and then miss even a line or something.
And that's how I feel with Walking Dead when I was a really big fan of it. Like, sometimes they would set commercials in where you kind of needed it, right?
Yeah,
where it was just
exactly.
kind of like, okay.
And you're like, oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, and then you have, like, the commercial to be like, okay, this is a show. Relax. Come back.
Right.
Down to earth.
When I'm just going to say it. Here's a spoiler as to who died last season. But when Glenn was killed. And,
oh, yeah.
But you were already done watching the show. And we knew he was going to die because he was like a cat. He had like 9 lives and he always was about to die and never did. But like when he got trapped under the dumpster and we're like, oh my God, no. And that was how they closed it. You just see blood and him lying on the floor looking up at the sky. And you're like, he's going to die. And you had a whole week of, we had a whole season of anticipation.
Yep.
And then this time around, we had a whole nother, like, half season. So they knew how to keep their audience coming back.
Yeah, definitely. And that's where their cable, that kind of hurts it, too, because sometimes they kind of toy with their viewers' emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they leave you on cliffhangers, and I hate cliffhangers. Like, unless
you
they're really
them,
good.
You hate them, but you kind of love them.
But I kind of love them. But sometimes I'm kind of like, Netflix doesn't play me like that. Netflix is like.
Netflix knows what I mean.
It's like, cues it up. And I hate, the only thing Netflix does that I hate, that just reminds me how lazy I am, is like, are you still watching?
I know.
Yes or no? And it's like, yes,
are you
Netflix,
alive?
Stop judging me.
Been here 6 hours. Yes, I'm still alive.
Stop judging me already. I can still watch. got 5 more episodes left.
Hurry up and do that whole thing where you switch episodes and then you'll see me extra act. But yeah, so we, I guess our final consensus is cable is probably here to stay for some time. If they can keep up, which they have been really trying to do. And they're going to benefit from A, getting paid by Netflix. B, FOMO. People want to watch those things that you can't stream, like live shows and so forth. And C, also the generation gaps.
That. And also the bundle packages.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We have internet because we have to get it through whoever we get it through. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. I think it's not going away anytime soon if they remain smart. Yeah,
so let's set our own arbitrary year. I'm going to say 20 never. No,
20 never. You know, I would say, honestly, 2030, 2035, it doesn't sound so far-fetched.
But it doesn't, you know, that number used to sound, like, huge, but that's right around the corner,
that's 13 years from now. 13 to 18 years from now.
That's what? Nothing.
Yeah, and when you think back to, like, 10 years ago, it was 2007.
Like, I was already out of high school.
I was already out of high school, and 10 years ago, you were out of high school already. So it's like, oh my gosh.
It's like, right now, you're just like, 2030? Well, 2030. So I don't see it being that soon.
I'm really interested to know what cool new things are going to happen. We didn't think that Netflix would ever stream when we were ordering DVDs through the mail.
No way.
You know, so it'd be really cool to see, like,
and even, it's true what you said, like, back then I'd be like, oh, you gotta wait another week for this, or, like, the mail to come, but now it's, like,
right there, tip of your fingers.
So I can't imagine what's next.
What they are doing, which happened, which was what next, is that they have those straight to Netflix,
The original,
Netflix originals, and so now it's even more exclusive, and that's how they're drawing a wider audience. And
definitely,
it's like, crap, like, I really want to watch this show. Netflix has a lock on you not being able to stream it anywhere
else. That is so true. Like, you cannot see anything on anything.
Yeah, if you don't have Netflix, you just cannot watch it. And, you know, some shows that show up only overseas, and so you're like, okay, I want to get, like... Oh, yeah,
there's, like, a secret Netflix menu. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on Pinterest, like, how to unlock...
How to unlock the secret... All these things are illegal, so don't come after us. We don't do it. But, like, it's going to be so crazy. And, you know, that is what keeps Netflix going, because now they have new content to share over here. This show was huge in Japan. Come watch it here in America.
Maybe Netflix will start picking up podcasts, and we could be on there.
Who knows? You know, AT&T now has a service where some very famous YouTube stars have, like, a Netflix-ish kind of...
Oh, yeah, YouTube Red.
Is that it? And, like, now that you can get it, like...
They're
produced by YouTube versus, like, home-produced.
It's YouTube Red. YouTube Red is, like, you pay to watch these original content.
Yeah, and so these are Netflix quality as far as, like... But they're more, production like, live style. Documentary kind of... situations, and my sister likes watching her makeup people.
Oh, okay, cool.
Asian cooks.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah. So, all of our listeners, I'm pretty sure a huge percentage of you are subscribed to some sort of streaming, such as Hulu, Netflix, or any of the other ones that we mentioned. So, do you still have cable? What year do you think cable will die, if ever? And let us know, like, did we miss one of the benefits of cable? Did we miss one of the benefits of only having Netflix? We personally have both, and we see use in both of them.
Yeah.
But let us know, what is your opinion? Do you think cable's here to stay, and why? As we mentioned at the beginning, go ahead and email us, hit us up on Instagram, and don't forget to rate and review, ask questions. We read every single review. We try to read every single comment and everything that comes in, so
definitely
let us know what your opinions are and what your personal consumer experience has been with these services.
So we'll see you next week.
Woohoo! Stay tuned, and we'll be back next week, as always, with awesome content.
Bye! Bye.